Jesus, one day, was teaching. And there were sinners, tax collectors, who were coming to him. And there were those nearby that were criticizing him for this. Why was he associating with such people? And Jesus said to them, "Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it?" And when he finds it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. When he comes home, he calls together his friends, his neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Jesus also told another parable. "Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it?" And when she found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I have lost." Just so, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Praise be to God for the reading of the word today. When I was in elementary school, there used to be a lost and found. I know that a lot of you can relate to this. And at the end of the year, that lost and found pile was huge. There was boxes of lost and found material. Ever seen that? Those of you who've been to or work at an elementary school, tons of stuff. And what would happen to that? To all that stuff at the end of the year? Most of it would go unclaimed, right? It would go to Goodwill or wherever. You'd find the kind of stuff that was too small. Maybe somebody gave to you. You didn't wear a lot. That went unclaimed. Maybe it had a team that you were embarrassed to root for. Maybe an emblem. Maybe it was a piece of clothing that you bought that was a good idea at the time, but you didn't wear it a whole bunch because, well, it clashes. Things with, like, a band that you don't listen to much anymore. All this stuff would go unclaimed. Things, unmatching socks you couldn't find a mate for, right? Even weird things like shoes and a belt. If you look at this, no, I don't really want this belt back. I think I'll just leave that in the lost and found. Self-explanatory. old things with holes in it, right? You have something new. Maybe all these things were left in the lost and found, right? They didn't want them anymore. Things with stains on them. Things were old, out of style. You're embarrassed to claim them, embarrassed to pick them up. Discarded, forgotten, found, but remaining lost all the same. The church is like a house of lost and found belongings, lost and found people, people that might have holes in them, people who might be worn out, people that might have some stains. When you throw the doors open and you say everyone is welcome, people are going to come that really need to feel like they belong. They may be lonely, poor. They might have lost their job recently. They might be handicapped, experiencing pain. They might not have a lot of people to take care of them. They might even be homeless, an addict, a felon that doesn't get a chance to rebuild their lives. Divorced, those who are mentally ill, widowed, all kinds of people. People that most of society leaves behind, unclaimed. But we here as the church proclaim that they are found, that God has reached out. They were feeling those feelings, grabbed them, and brought them in. You're going to get folks who need to be here, who need to be here. Now, I believe that everyone needs God. We sang a song a few moments ago that people need the Lord. I love that song. Song from the 70s, praise chorus. People need the Lord. Everyone needs God. I believe in my foundation that everyone out there in the world needs God. But perhaps there's people that might need God just a little bit more. Everyone has this blank opening in their hearts. But there are those in certain times of life that need God maybe just a little bit more. Jesus Christ understood this. Jesus Christ, who was criticized time and again for meeting with the kind of people that he met with, sinners, tax collectors, just to name a few, the Mary Magdalenes, lepers, the 1%, the lost sheep out there in the world, Jesus proclaimed in these parables that he would go out and find, leaving all 99 behind to search for that one little lamb. Who among us would do the same? 99% is good. Why not cash it in? That's not good enough for God. God wants 100%, everybody. If you go upstairs to our next floor, there is a painting, large painting on the wall that's outside of Marianne's office of Jesus with sheep around him and sheep over his shoulder, just like in the parable. Maybe some of those 99 sheep came with him to help him look for that one lost one, including the black sheep that's in the flock. Jesus would sweep the entire house to look for that one penny. How many of us would do the same? Anything less than 100% is not good enough for God. Jesus Christ made a point of including the people that are on the margins. He said time again, I have come to save the lost sheep of Israel. Those of you that are not sinners, great. I don't need to meet with you. I'll meet with Zacchaeus, who's willing. I'll meet with the guy who is humble, who walks into the temple and pays deference to God, not the one who is loud and boastful. I'll meet with the ones who readily admit and repent. A Mexican-American botanist by the name of Yagnes Mejia, she died over 80 years ago. So she was born at the end of the 19th century, lived her life in the beginning of the 20th century, was a woman ahead of her time. She, to this day, is one of the most recognized and respected botanists in her field. Scientists are still trying to catch up with all that she did. She, in her lifetime, collected over 150,000 plant samples in her travels, often traveling alone by herself, something unheard of for a woman in her 50s and 60s at the beginning part of the 20th century. She identified over 50,000 new species of plants. If you go on to Google today, she is the Google person of the day. You can click on her and find out all kinds of things about her. She didn't start doing this until the age of 55. When she became a botanist, she was a non-traditional student before they had a name for it. She searched far and wide, collecting samples of plants. She was a searcher. She tried to find what was unknown, catalog it, identify it, include it. There's a book called If Grace Is True, written by two Mennonite pastors, James Mulholland, Philip Gully, where they write about a controversial subject of salvation and who will be saved. And they make the argument that everyone out there will be saved because God's grace is so big, so unrelenting, that God will never, never stop short of saving every single person in the world. It's intriguing to read. That's the power of God's love. That God will not give up on any one of us, no matter how we screw up, no matter where we go, no matter how we went astray, no matter if we spit in God's face, God doesn't give up on us. God will sweep and search. God will go over the hills, will not stop at sunset. When it gets dark outside and it gets dangerous, God will go into those dangerous valleys of darkness to search for us if we are lost. Are we not glad that God searched after us and found us in that most needed time of life when we really needed God? Aren't we glad that God did not give up on us, that God was unrelenting, that God did not stop? Well, most of us today are the 99%, the ones that are safe in the flock. We're being called to reach out with God to that 1%, that one lost sheep, the one that might screw up more often than they should, the one that is in trouble, the one that has just simply bad luck, bad circumstance. To go out with the shepherd, to help bring them back, the lost, our brothers and sisters. Let us pray for grace this big. Holy God, help us, strengthen us, give us the courage to go out with you, to go into the valleys, to search for our lost people who we know, people who might have questions about faith, people who might have doubts, people that used to be in the circle who are no longer there, people who we haven't seen around as often, people who have made bad choices, people even who might have really hurt us. We ask for your grace to soften our hearts and to forgive us. Thank you for being there for us when we were lost, when we were confused, when we didn't know which way to go. Help us be guides. Help us be lights. Help us shine your light to those in this world by just sharing hope, sharing maybe a bit of love. Strengthen us this week, this month, for this task. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.